It's been nearly 4 years since Admiral Stavridis took over at U.S. European Command and a few days later as commander of NATO operations worldwide. Since then, he has made numerous visits to Afghanistan to provide strategic guidance to troops and commanders from dozens of countries and to monitor progress. But 4 years later, and after more than 11 years of Western military involvement, thousands of casualties, and billions of dollars spent, he can muster only cautious optimism that in the end, the Afghanistan effort will succeed.
I think we've gone over the 4 years that I've been in command, that I can speak to this personally, from a period of time in which I had doubts about our ability to succeed to today. I think we will succeed, and I remain cautiously optimistic that we will.
That optimism is based in large part on what the Admiral sees as significant improvements in the Afghan security forces, who showed him some of what they can do during a visit 2 years ago. More broadly, he says, Afghanistan's civilian society is also changing for the better.
Thank you for your service to Afghanistan.
Meanwhile, Taliban attacks continue in several parts of the country. But the Admiral says when foreign troops leave at the end of next year, except for trainers and counterterrorism experts, the Taliban's ability to convince Afghans to help them will be severely reduced.
The Taliban narrative throughout this period, throughout this decade, Al, has been, we're fighting the foreigners. And that was their rallying call. Well, guess what? At the end of 2014, they're not fighting the foreigners. They're fighting Afghans, their own brothers, and oh, by the way, their sisters in the Afghan armed forces. So their narrative breaks at the end of 2014.
It could still all go wrong, but Afghanistan researcher Matthew Willis at London's Royal United Services Institute has a view similar to the Admiral's.
I think they will hold it together. A lot of people are concerned that following 2014, Afghanistan will revert to a 1990s sort of situation, which ultimately was civil war. But there's no reason that history should repeat itself.
But after years of war and dashed hopes, no one is expressing confidence, only hope and caution. And as he prepares to retire after 37 years in the U.S. Navy, Admiral Stavridis shares one lesson he has learned, partly from the Afghanistan war.
In the end, in this 21st century, Al, we won't deliver security from the barrel of a gun. We won't deliver security from the barrel of a gun.
The Admiral says security and freedom will be gained through international cooperation and a communication strategy to explain and promote democratic values, with only sparing use of the military to which he devoted his career. Al Pessin, VOA News, Brussels.